The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've gone from Bitcoin discussions about positive developments in the Bitcoin world to not so great news about a company called Butterfly Labs allegedly scamming people out of thousands and in total millions of dollars worth of money. The Federal Trade Commission filing a civil suit against them. We have not yet read the statement, the response from Butterfly Labs about this. We'll get to that here in a moment, but somehow ended up on the topic of horrifying internet videos. Oh, yeah, the discussion was sort of the dark side of the internet and, you know, that there's all this technology, sort of this double-edged sword, that it can be used for wonderful purposes, that can make the world a better place, and it could also be used to, you know, distribute all kinds of horrifying things.
And by the way, don't, if you have delicate sensibilities, do not look for One Guy, One Jar.
Our poor Bordop. He went and he looked, and now he has.
We did not recommend going to see this thing.
No, at no point. At no point. Not even Cantwell recommended that anyone go. And you have seen the video. I have seen the video.
He does claim to like looking at things like this.
Mark, you say you haven't seen the video, but I'm certain we've talked about the video in the past here on Free Talk.
I don't
Live.
Even want to talk about it. Like, well, I don't know. No, I don't know anything about it. And I
would
feel myself cringing because you showed me that awful one, two girls, one cup thing. And I am looking at
it's awful, but at least
notorious videos on the internet.
At least you could claim that two girls, one cup was fake. Right now, it's uncertain whether that was real. But
real enough for me, man.
The one guy, one jar. I don't think you could claim that one's fake.
If that's a fake video, I want to meet the video editor because that was amazing. I mean, that, and at the same time, though, like, I don't understand how, and I don't know if we should describe this for the listeners or not, but I don't know how they could have faked that.
No, I don't think you could have faked that.
But I also don't know how anybody could have done that. I mean, you hear the audio, he's not screaming.
Oh, he's practiced, obviously, at putting things in there, obviously.
All right. Now they've got some sort of idea.
That's all we'll say. Toll-free number, 855-453. Oh, and a relevant question. I just asked this on our Facebook and Twitter. For some reason, it would not post to Google+. But the question is, what is the most horrible video you've seen on the internet? So I imagine that'll come up with some interesting responses. And maybe something you haven't seen yet, Chris Cantwell. So we'll have you look through this list of people, whatever it is they post to this question, and see if you've seen all of them.
I just answered cam.freetalklive.com.
Oh, we haven't mentioned that yet. We are actually on a webcam here. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch the show that way. Also, by the way, you know, we don't mention this at all, really, but the webcams for the last several months, we've been saving that footage on a YouTube channel, on the Free Talk Live Free Talk Live Radio YouTube channel. So you can
start posting those to ChristopherCantwell.com.
Please do. Yeah. By all means. Nobody watches them, so maybe you can get us a few viewers.
Yeah, I can probably do that.
Again, our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. The board op says he is now afraid of you, Chris Cantwell.
He's not the only one.
There's
a gentleman down the street, I think. I might have scared a little bit.
The story is over at ArsTechnica.com about Butterfly Labs. They promised they were going to deliver amazing Bitcoin mining hardware. And Bitcoin mining is sort of this thing that goes on behind the scenes in Bitcoin. It really does. It's not really relevant at all to people's use of Bitcoin for businesses or for personal buying and selling and things like that. It has nothing to do with that. It's just sort of behind the scenes how Bitcoin works, the guts, if you will, the technical guts of Bitcoin. And so there are people that got into this mining thing and they wanted to buy some hardware that was better than what they had, and this Butterfly Labs crew said, we've got amazing hardware that's going to come out. Just give us thousands of dollars. And then eventually...
Here's a picture.
Yeah. Eventually, we'll send it to you. Which is a terrible idea. And when I first heard about that, I thought, that's not something that I would do, even if I were interested in mining Bitcoin. Just because of the nature of computer hardware, it it gets worse over time. It gets superseded by other hardware that is released and is better. Anyway, they didn't send a lot of that hardware out, and now the FTC has filed a suit. But they're not the only ones. According to ArsTechnica.com, in December of 2013, a German-Polish man who lives in China filed a lawsuit over a $62,000 order that was never fulfilled by Butterfly Labs. He accused BFL of breach of contract, fraud, and negligent representation.
Mm.
And Butterfly Labs lost a civil case by default in Kansas's Johnson County Court in late November of 2013. In that case, the plaintiff, a Californian named William Lawley, won a judgment of more than $13,000, but told Ars earlier this year he hasn't collected the award. The company's troubles worsened from there. A lawsuit filed in early April of this year accuses BFL of engaging in deceptive and unconscionable practices, business practices. The suit, which seeks class action status, was also filed that same month in Kansas. That case accuses BFL of collecting payment for, quote, non-existent Bitcoin mining equipment, failing to ship said Bitcoin mining equipment, orders for which consumers have prepaid, misrepresenting the date such equipment is to ship to customers, and profiting from Bitcoin mining for defendants' own benefit, using customers' equipment without permission or authorization from customers.
Oh, so they seem to have bought some of these Bitcoin mining units, used them,
yeah,
and then perhaps the idea was like, hey, once these things are useless, then we'll send them out to the customers. This sounds as though these are some very bad people.
And those were other lawsuits. Those weren't the FTC suits. So those were just some of the other suits they've been hit with over the last 2 years. Here is their official response posted yesterday from their headquarters in Leawood, Kansas. From Butterfly Labs, quote, Butterfly Labs is disappointed in the heavy-handed actions of the Federal Trade Commission. In a rush to judgment, the FTC has acted as a judge, jury, and executioner, contrary to our intended system of governmental checks and balances. The FTC's current actions are negative. Now, I don't think that's true. The FTC's brought a civil suit against them. That's not judge, jury, and executioner.
Well, they did. There is a story that they were raided. I mean, that's what they said earlier in the thing.
Oh,
that their offices were raided. So, like, you know, if it turned out that these guys hadn't actually defrauded somebody,
that'd
then the FTC really would have been heavy-handed in this.
That's
but it
true.
Sounds like, you know, they are going out and doing what their, like, mission statement is, which is persecuting fraudsters.
Yeah.
So, unlike Zen Magnets.
The purpose of the raid, they claim, was so they could freeze their accounts and things like that in the hopes of being able to get something out
right.
of it.
You're going to try to go find some Bitcoin wallets.
The FTC's current actions, says Butterfly Labs, are negatively impacting our thousands of customers and our dozens of employees. Their current media campaign should only further alarm a knowing citizenry and raise questions as to why the FTC wouldn't simply let this case play out through the judicial system. That's what Butterfly Labs intends to do. It appears the FTC has decided to go to war on Bitcoin overall. What makes them say that? Is there any other evidence?
What makes them say that is that they're marketing products to Bitcoin enthusiasts who are naturally skeptical of government in large part.
Sure.
So it's like one of these things that you're like, well, the government came after us. Of course they came after us. We're on your side. We're going up against the banks. We're being persecuted. No, you're
scam artists.
Yeah.
But Butterfly Labs, they say, is being portrayed by the FTC as a bogus and fake company. To the contrary, Butterfly Labs is very real. As pointed out in court filings Butterfly Labs made last night, Butterfly Labs has shipped more than $33 million in products to customers and voluntarily granted refunds, approximating $17 million to customers for canceled orders. Butterfly Labs was literally... But by the way, we heard from one of their customers a moment ago who said he never got anything from these people.
Yeah. The refund he got was a chargeback through the credit card company. It's not a voluntary refund.
Butterfly Labs was literally in the midst of shipping out completed products to fulfill the remaining millions of orders of our on our books and issuing requested refunds when the FTC effectively closed the doors of Butterfly Labs without any chance to be heard in court. At this time, Butterfly Labs is cooperating with the temporary receiver appointed by the court. A hearing is set for September 29th, and Butterfly Labs has asked the court to allow it to present testimony from key witnesses for the company.
It sounds like they've got a very good lawyer that is working for them. And they, you know, he's pieced all this thing
but
together.
But I repeat myself.
Butterfly Labs intends to defend our business and our nascent and promising industry. The government wants to shut Butterfly Labs down, and we're not going away without a fight to vindicate Bitcoin, our company, and our employees. Our continued focus is our customers and finding a way to continue to deliver products and processing refunds for those who have requested them. There you go. You believe it?
No.
I'm going to go ahead and say I'm extraordinarily skeptical about it. I mean, look, we had a Free Talk Live listener who says that he was put onto Bitcoin by Free Talk Live. So, mm-hmm. I mean, this is a guy who's been listening to this program yes. for a while. And I'm going to take his word over these guys.
I happen to know who that listener was. I didn't realize who it was when he was talking to us.
Yeah,
but
right at first.
Yeah, I don't know if I should reveal who it was, but I know who it was. And he's definitely got credibility.
Well, don't dox the guy.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3. 733. You can take control. Walmart, apparently getting into the banking world. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com. Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free and bring up anything you'd like. The number is 855-453, and that number is brought to you by ProXPN. If you care about online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data, meaning that before you, whatever it is you're doing gets to your internet service provider, it's encrypted. They don't know what you're up to anymore once you hook up with ProXPN software, which is free to download over at proxpn.com/FTL. You can download it for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. Plus, Linux users, you can also get ProXPN set up, and it's actually pretty easy. It's just a little different of a setup. Go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started. And when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. Now, compare that to your internet service provider. That's probably keeping records for, in some cases, as long as 5 years. They're recording probably every website you visit, every search term that you enter. You don't want your internet service provider doing that. But you can't stop them unless you use ProXPN. So, proxpn.com/FTL, and use our discount codes to get some sweet deals. FTL50 will get you 50% off of the annual account. That brings the price down to about $5 per month. And if you use code, and by the way, the FTL stands for Free Talk Live, FTLBTC, that's the Bitcoin code, that'll get you 62% off the price of the annual account. So either way, a deep discount for Free Talk Live listeners, proxpn.com/FTL. The codes are FTL50 and FTLBTC. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. As we continue here, you go first. Let's go to Alma, listening in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Alma.
Hey, hello, sweetie. I'm a nutcase. Everybody knows it. But no,
I love talking to nutcases.
We have been warned and warned not to mess with Syria. I have heard there's 155,000 troops, 84 ships, 4,000 tanks, 632 airplanes from Russia that's over there ready to go in. We have... And over there by Iran, because we're threatening them.
I am not threatening anyone. I just like to clarify. And I don't think you are either. You're not threatening people.
Not me.
Are you? No, okay. Then don't say we. Okay, it's not me. It's not you. It's them.
The government of the United States.
Right. It's the United States government that's doing it. So anyway.
Yes.
But they're bombing Syria now, right?
I have nothing to do with this place. I'm stuck here.
Yep, I heard you. You were born here.
Stuck here. But over there... By Iran, China has a destroyer sitting off of there. And I heard last night who the icicles were in their church. I tell you what, the world has gone to hell.
It certainly has. I mean, I was just remarking the other day, like, my buddy called me up at, like, 10:30 at night when, like, the airstrikes in Syria had first started and was telling me, like, it's on, man, they're bombing Syria. And I was just like, you know, like, did this really require a phone call? Like, to me, like, war at this point is, like, not even newsworthy to me. It's like, oh, the United States government is bombing people. I suppose the sun also came up this morning.
Kill, kill, kill. And everybody on the radio, even the local people... It's kill, kill, kill.
Sick.
I call them. I said, those are real people you're talking about. I said, what is that? It's your family.
God has blessed you, Alma, because you are absolutely right about this, and I think you found the one radio show that's not about kill, kill, kill. Like, you know,
I like you, sweetie.
World peace. Hey, thanks, Alma. I appreciate your call tonight. Thank you so much. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but there's nobody. I mean, Free Talk Live, maybe Freedom Fiends as well, but those are like the only two syndicated talk shows that are consistently anti-war, consistently pro-peace. Let's get this. Bring the troops home from around the world, and then I'd say go so far as to shut down the military.
Yeah.
We don't need that
crap.
Bring
them home and fire their butts.
Yeah.
Well, put them to work. I mean, and you know, legitimate, you know, they'll go to work in the marketplace.
You get rid of the military, and then they'll find legitimate jobs to do things that will be hopefully of value to people.
I don't know that their training has provided them with a great deal of marketable skills.
Anybody can flip burgers.
Dishes and flip burgers and all that sort of thing. And you know, it'll be a lot better than going over there and grabbing a rifle and engaging some perfect stranger. danger who you never otherwise would
have met. Who, as Alma points out, these people have families, they have lives, they have businesses, and when you destroy those things, then you create more violence, you create more terrorism, you get this blowback effect where, oh, what do you know? If you've eliminated all of the family members that one man has, he might just decide to go on a suicide mission at that point.
Right, and I'll go ahead and, you know, point out that, like, the people who are this ISIL group or whatever, I'm sure that these are not swell guys.
I love that.
Okay?
I love it.
Yeah, when they were still calling them ISIS, I made, like, an Archer joke. I was just like, Archer's going to mess this up. I don't know if you guys
That's
want to.
That's a
that,
television show, right?
Yeah, I've seen it on Netflix, and it's just
I've heard
hysterical.
It's, very good.
Yeah. It's like a drunken, bumbling secret agent. And in any case, you know, these are obviously not good people, but it's like so predictable. And I mean, a lot of people, but like Ron Paul has always said, you know, look, you go over there, you go kill a bunch of people, you're just going to wind up with a bigger terrorist group. And sure enough, you wound up with one that was capable of taking over two countries.
I love bumbling secret agent shows. Remember Get Smart?
Yes, Get Smart was funny.
Yeah.
You get the shoe phone.
Yeah. You know, I put up a meme on Free Talk Live's Facebook page, as you can see at facebook.freetalklive.com, and it's a quote from Alan Grayson that says, "We have to get past this bizarre notion that every time there's something in the world that we don't like, we bomb it," and, you know, promoting hashtag no new war. And we got inundated. This thing got huge views on our Facebook page, and it's because people like Brian Thompson were saying, so you're saying that we shouldn't bomb terrorists, child killers, serial killers, and people that promote genocide to every race and religion but their own? You know, and
I love that imitation. That was great.
Thank you. I have no
spot
idea.
On.
I have no idea what.
I love those things when they're like, well, don't you agree that these guys are bad? I'm like, yeah, I agree that they're bad. They're a bunch of religious fanatics who are cutting people's heads off. Right. I'm not saying that I want to be their neighbor. I'm saying that I don't think that you should steal my money to pay some kid who's fresh out of college or maybe not even in college yet to go over there and get in a fight with them. Mm. Look, when I see people taking over an entire nation and killing hundreds and thousands of people, the last thing I want to do is go punch that guy in the face. Stay the heck away from him.
Yes.
This guy here says, Link Franzi says, all the America haters can go F themselves. Anyone that cuts off American heads needs to die. That simple, want the bombs to stop? I'm just reading it, man. Then our enemy needs to stop the killing.
Well, the enemy needs to stop the killing.
Yep. The internet, angry people on the internet are not known for their sentence structure and grammar.
Yep. Darren James Upson says the same thing. Get our heads cut off or bomb it. Choose.
Well, I'm pretty sure that, like, bombing it is what led to this mess to begin with. Yeah, like, bombing in the Middle East, like, bombing people in that region has been going on for a long time.
There are people who have, spent their whole lives being bombed.
Right. And like, even here, like, when I was saying, like, news isn't, like, war isn't even, like, newsworthy anymore. Like, even here in the United States, like, people have just grown up with the war on terrorism now. Like, they just think that that's the new normal.
Natural.
Like, oh, the government is just bombing people all the time because that's the world that we live in, because it's so dangerous, so we just got to kill everybody.
We'll come back with more here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you would like to share your thoughts on anything, take control of the airwaves. 855-450-3733. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request to that username first. You'll be approved, and then once you're approved, it'll be easy for you to call us on Skype from that point forward. Again, Skype username lrn.fm. Buzzbox, it's a great coffee company that really goes above and beyond the call of duty, Mark.
Yeah, what they do is they allow us to give a certain amount back. We partner with them to work through Kiva to give microloans to people around the world. And we've managed to give microloans to people on about four continents at this point. Pretty excited to keep doing it. And the great thing about microloans is you're helping the person in the way they need help. They specifically stated, as a matter of fact, not only have they stated, but they're willing to go out on a limb. They're willing to say, I'll pay this money back in order to get this item. In one case, it was restaurant equipment. It was to purchase some appliances that could be then repaired so they could then sell them to people in their village or, you know, I should say town. Village sounds so, I don't know, like foreign. You know? But, one guy was a taxi cab driver, that kind of thing. So he needed to get his vehicle repaired. You can get your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. You can get a free pound. Try it out. As a matter of fact, we just signed up my father-in-law on this, so helped him do it. So I was able to see the whole process. And it is easy. You just go to coffee.freetalklive.com, sign up. It's a subscription. You can cancel at any time. You get your pound of shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica bean coffee. It'll be shipped to you, and then you can specify. Do you want, you know, regular or decaf? Do you want, you know, from a specific place? Do you want it finely ground? Do you want a whole bean? What do you want? And they'll get it to you. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue with your calls and thoughts. James is in Jacksonville, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. James.
Welcome to the program, James.
This is a different James.
Hey, how's it going? I just found y'all tonight, man. I love this show. I found you on a TuneIn app.
Excellent. How did you find us on the TuneIn app?
I was just looking up, you know, talk radio, and y'all are underneath the libertarian, you know, category and stuff. So that's
great.
What I was looking for. Yes, sir.
Welcome aboard. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, Sunday on Meet the Press, the ambassador, our ambassador to the UN said pretty much...
I have no ambassador to the UN. I'd just like to make that clear. I don't want to participate in the UN and therefore would not submit anyone as an ambassador. You mean the United States federal government's ambassador?
Yes, that's right. Gotcha. Yes, that's right.
Go ahead.
Actually admitted that we're there fighting ISIS to take out Assad. And, you know, the message needs to be, we've been saying it for months. I had a picture of John McCain showing with ISIS about 4 months ago on my Facebook. And now they're coming out saying, oh, John McCain showing with ISIS. And it's like a big, you know, deal.
Really?
I mean,
John McCain was chilling with ISIS? Well, there were some guys. I remember the photo that you're talking about where, like, these guys turned out to be, like, kidnappers and holding people for ransom. And, like, John McCain was hanging out with them. Which, you know, then we've got the old photo with Donald Rumsfeld shaking hands with Saddam Hussein. I mean,
gangsters hang out, right? Yeah. I mean, that's what they do.
And it's really frustrating, you know, because we've been saying this for a while. Look, you know, even the Christians in Syria support Assad. So why don't we help Assad if we're really trying to take out ISIS? You got Rand Paul. He said we gave over 600 tons of ammo to ISIS just in 2013. So the message is getting out, was really going on. And you got people like Lindsey Graham, his head's about to explode.
I don't even know who half these people are. Some politician,
you don't know
who, right?
Lindsey Graham is?
Yeah.
Some politician.
Ian's really plugged in, man.
Lindsey Graham is like this, like, crazy left-wing Republican warmonger, and he's about as bad a Republican as you could get.
Oh, they're all bad. I mean, all the Republicans and Democrats are bad as far as I'm concerned.
But you should know the names of the worst ones.
Why should I? They're all scumbags. I mean, this
you're
like
talk show host, you're talking about current events.
One piece of trash versus another. In fact, I can't stand talk shows that drop names of politicians as though they're so important. These people aren't important to me. They're criminals.
Well, they certainly are. But, you know, if there was like, I don't know, if there was a significant criminal element in Keene other than the KPD, right? Like,
yeah.
We might want to know who the mafia was in Keene.
I know who they are because they're the ones who are going to come put a gun to my head if I don't do what I'm told for the most part.
Right. And Lindsey Graham is going to go give the order to have a man put a gun to your head.
So, okay, James, what else did you have to share?
Well, that's pretty much it. I mean, like, I agree with y'all completely. I mean, it's a total fraud. I mean, we all know who's really running the show, but...
Who is running the show? I don't know who's running the show. For God's sakes, this gets confusing to me.
I mean, you know...
It's the New World Order.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on. It's pretty obvious at this point. And
is it?
Exposed.
It's the global
leader. That doesn't really answer the question, right? To say it's the New World Order doesn't answer the question of who
it's
is running the show.
It's the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the international
bankers. I don't want you
to
answer the question, Cantwell. I want James to answer the question. He says we all know. I don't know. Who's running this thing?
It's a foreign bank, for one thing. It's people like George Soros funding all these organizations collapsing countries.
What about the Koch brothers?
Well, what about George Soros? I mean,
I'm just asking. They're another billionaire. I mean, is it everyone who's a billionaire that's running this thing, or is it only George Soros?
No, it's the people that have an agenda to have a one-world government. I mean, all you have to do is look and see what's happening. Our borders are wide open. They're trying
good.
To start. Yes. Is that good?
Yeah, man. Let's open them up further. I don't think they're wide enough because there's a bunch of Border Patrol agents down there arresting people.
Killing people. That's the problem.
They're not arresting people. There's all types of articles coming out where they're saying they're
Wait a minute. Now, okay, so you were looking for a libertarian talk show. You do understand. Is that because you aren't a libertarian?
No,
and you wanted to hear what the libertarians are saying, the crazy libertarians?
Well, I'm a constitutionalist with libertarian views, but I don't have one category. My point is we are funding ISIS and our borders are wide open.
Let me help this guy out here for a second, right, though, because it's one of these things that... Yeah, so look, it's one thing to say, I don't believe that there should be such a thing as the United States border, right? But I also would say that, like, when the government is going to go overseas and wage a war on terrorism in the hopes that the terrorists don't get into the country, but they leave the borders wide open, like, it does go to a long way to spelling out the hypocrisy and lunacy of what they're doing, doesn't it?
It does, but it's not like Switzerland's collapsing into America. It's a total failed state with people that have diseases we haven't seen in 30 years that are spreading all over the country. I mean, there's article after article of kids getting all these weird diseases.
As a constitutional guy, are you someone who supports small government or big government and a police state?
I support state government. I mean, I don't even support a state government, but I definitely... You know, I know the Border Patrol is one of the
You didn't answer my question, and no, it's not constitutional. But as a constitutional guy, do you support a small government or do you support a police state? I'm curious.
Hell no, I don't support.
All right, brother, well, then you can't advocate for closing the border, because the only way to have a closed border is to have a police state to enforce that closed border, to have men with guns checking everybody to come in and leave the country, and then going into businesses and checking everybody's records at gunpoint, and then raiding people's homes to search for immigrants, because if you want to stop people from coming here on their own volition, then there's only one way to do it, and that's with men with guns, and that means a police state, dude. I keep listening to Free Talk Live. This is a big issue, and unfortunately, we're coming up on the final segment of the show here tonight, so we don't really have time to dig in deep on immigration. So I would like to invite you to continue to listen to Free Talk.
But I'll tell you this about the 10th Amendment of the Constitution. It says the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states and respectively or to the people.
Immigration is delegated to the United States in the Constitution proper, not in the Bill of Rights.
Naturalization?
A uniform law of immigration and naturalization. And so if you have a law of immigration, you necessarily need a means by which to enforce it. Absolutely constitutional.
Well, we don't need that crap.
We don't.
Right. Thanks for the call, James. Appreciate hearing from you. If you want small government, you can't be in favor of a border patrol or, you know, this enforcement.
You know, they don't mention citizenship until the 14th Amendment, though.
That's true.
No, they don't.
They came up with that later.
Just people being able to cross borders.
855 453, you take control here on Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. Ian here.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
Check out more Chris Cantwell at his website, ChristopherCantwell.com. And, in fact, we've, I think, got a call who wants to talk about you, Chris Cantwell. We're going to get to that here in a moment. Also want to invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. Lots of features there. We give them all away to you. Also, coming up here in just over 1 month from today, about a month and a week, I would say, at this point, Keenvention. Keenvention 2014. It's happening October 31st through November 2nd. And that's Halloween weekend, which means it's going to be an extra spooky Keenvention with the Keenvention Halloween costume party on Friday night. And we haven't announced this officially yet, Chris Cantwell, but you are going to be doing a little performance during that party.
Yes, I will be doing that there. I will be at Keenvention. I believe I'm attending another panel. We have to discuss that more. But if you were thinking about going to New York City in October to see me at Liberty Fest NYC, my debate with Jeffrey Tucker was canceled. He kind of chickened out of that, and that won't be happening. I will not be in New York City this October. So if you're going to New York City to see me, change your travel plans. Come to Keen October 31st through November 2nd.
We're going to have a good time. There's social things going on. There's karaoke and bowling on Saturday night. But the real attraction, of course, is going to be the daytime activities where there's all kinds of panel discussions. We'll be focusing on activism with New Hampshire activists. We're not bringing in fancy name speakers from elsewhere. No Jeffrey Tuckers. No Chris. Or not Chris. No, I'm thinking of Stephon Molyneux. I didn't mean to confuse you with
just Stephon fancy name speakers from right here in New Hampshire.
Right. Only people from that are active here in New Hampshire. And that brings an interesting perspective because these are the doers. These are the people with their boots on the ground who are actually getting dirty and doing the activism. Not just and they're smart, too. It's not that they aren't the thinkers. They're thinkers and doers. And they're a wonderful group of folks looking forward to it. And there's going to be social stuff. There's going to be educational speeches and panel discussions. And if you want to know a little bit of what it's like, just go to keenvention.info. And you can actually watch all of the speeches and panels from 2013, including the epic peace roundtable that we had.
Or as I labeled it, the use of force debate.
That's right. Chris Cantwell, myself, and Derek J. Freeman, we were all up on stage. It was the most popular of all of the various different things that went on. We had the largest audience physically in the room there at that time. and all of it was captured on video, so you can go watch at your leisure at keenvention.info. Grab your tickets now. You can grab it and get them for just $60, and they get you in for the entire weekend, which is an amazing deal. So keenvention.info. Also, coming up, I'm going to be announcing a new event at Keenvention. We will be premiering. This is exclusive here because it hasn't been announced anywhere else. We'll be premiering the new 101 Reasons documentary film at Keenvention this year. It has not yet been released. This will be the world premiere, the world theatrical premiere. I have rented a movie theater for this purpose. And,
really?
Yeah. So admission will be free. You can, even if you're not even attending Keenvention, you can come up and watch this movie for free. You know, there's a couple, 200-300 seats in there, so we should be good to go. So yeah, if you've been thinking about, you know, if you've been hearing about the 101 Reasons documentary, this is the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's designed to sort of show off some of these great motivational reasons why people are choosing to move to New Hampshire to be more free and to be around people who care about freedom. My friend Bo Davis he's the same guy who edited Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. He's the editor of this new movie, and I'm one of the co-producers, and I managed to make this happen during Keenvention. So looking forward to that. That's going to be something that's a lot of fun. So after the movie premiere on Saturday morning, we're going to go back to the hotel, which is literally across the street from the movie theater. We'll go back to the hotel, and then we'll have a question and answer session for the producers of the film. So I'm excited about that. So kind of a different event for Keenvention. Go to keenvention.info and get your tickets now. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, James is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
James in Arizona's back. I'm so happy.
On Monday, to your audience, Ian, I tried to bring up the Islamic State, and I hadn't even finished mentioning that second word before a so-called and hate-filled venomous minister butted in and said, "Oh, come on, James. It's not like Christians haven't gone around chopping people's heads off." And so it got me to thinking, where on planet Earth is there a 30,000-strong young man dressed in black, so-called Christian army, chopping people's heads off?
And James, as I recall, you did a reasonably good job.
One for 1,000 years.
Hold on.
James. I'm going to put him on hold because he did ask a question, and I presume that meant he wanted a response, but apparently it just meant he wanted to keep rambling.
Well,
go ahead, Mark.
He had specifically talked about how things were going currently and then how things had gone historically in the Middle East, as though historically in the Middle East, certainly they've been chopping heads off, and historically around the world they've chopped heads off. Chopping heads off is, frankly, a relatively old practice of putting people to death. Not a surprise.
And just before we bring him back, like, let's just not pretend that it's like a whole lot better to go and, you know, bomb a village or put bullets in people than it is to cut their heads off. I mean, the beheadings make for better video.
Right.
Don't
how
get
many
me
of
wrong.
Those people dropping the bombs would call themselves Christian?
I bet a lot of them. Yeah, and a lot of people who voted and supported for it.
All right, back with James. Go ahead.
This is how the two of them so-called ministers play Free Talk Live with James in Arizona. I get to talk for about 10 seconds, and then they take over the mic for a minute and say a bunch of stupid Shiite. But if you don't want to chicken out one of these days, Christopher Cantwell, why don't you tell one of your minister friends to shut the hell up and let me speak for more than 10 seconds?
Because the show's not about James in Arizona.
Yeah, oh, right. Of course it's not. But
you've been speaking for the
talk about, and you interrupt me immediately.
Well, that's what we do here. I'm going to push it back on
hold. The idea is that, like, people want to listen to us, right? And that we give you the privilege of, you know, engaging with us. Now, if you want to go on, like, Blog Talk Radio or something like that and start the James in Arizona podcast.
I recommended it. The guy loves to talk.
Yeah, but I think it'd actually be an entertaining program. Maybe he should consider doing it.
Maybe he doesn't know this, but James has called back a number of times. He's got this habit of calling the show after the show.
Yeah,
where
leveling
he'll call
threats.
He'll call the back
threats
line.
And
I would say they're close to threats, but not quite. He'll call
out
the back line, and so the last couple times we've started to just record him, and he'll just rant for, you know, 5 minutes, and we've actually put the unedited rants onto the end of the podcast.
I want people to know what this maniac does when they're not listening.
That plus the fact that I put him on. Mark, you don't want him to be put on. I'll put him on every time he calls into the show because, as far as I'm concerned, it's an open phone show.
Most shows would not.
They would
do.
Not. Right. So we continue to give you airtime, James, but you won't even stop for a moment to allow someone to respond to a question you asked. So let's bring him back on.
He's probably still talking.
Go ahead.
No, I listen to every word you losers had to say, but you do like to interrupt me after I've only briefly spoke and then go on talking about me for ad nauseum for as long as you feel like, and then you accuse me of calling back and wanting to have something to say to you. And any of those so-called threats I've made, Mark, Edge, if you want to name them on the public airwaves, I'd be happy to respond to them. And I've been on every show I can.
Why were you calling tonight?
Gotten on
Go
in
now.
Seconds about Christopher Cantwell, who my favorite moment from his aptly named Some Garbage podcast with The Edge is when he was reminiscing about being a 17-year-old kid going down to Harlem to buy drugs.
Yeah.
And he calls me a scumbag. What is that based on, Cantwell? Because I know for a fact, just having watched a YouTube video, that Boston Strong guy, he may be impolite and a loudmouth jerk to you, but I guarantee you he represents the sentiments of 99.9% of Keene, New Hampshire, that was a beautiful town before you freaking dirtbags.
Thanks for the call.
It's still a beautiful town, by the way. But I'll tell you what, look, the guy down the street has been driving by our houses every single day, at least once a day, yelling at our houses. So one day, I went outside, I managed to catch the SOB as he was driving away from screaming outside of my house, and I went down to go have a chat with the gentleman. And you know what? He didn't want to have a chat. He wanted to scream and yell and talk about the gun on my hip, because apparently that made him and his wife a little nervous. Well, you know, the gun on my hip is not a threat to anybody. It is not a threat to me. And, of course, there was no violence that happened. It just said, hey, if you want to make noise in front of my house, you want to yell at me when I come chat with you, well, then fine. Let's make a whole bunch of noise in front of your house. And sure enough, you know, the police came down and talked to both of us and said, hey, you got the right to yell at his house. You got the right to yell at his house. And nothing happened. But you know what? I haven't heard that SOB yell at our houses since then.
Not since then.
Nope. You know? So this is the thing. Look, you've told the story before about we're at, like, an anti-war thing, and a guy comes up and tries to pick a fight with me. He pushes me, and we just de-escalate the conflict, and this solves the problem.
Yeah, you did.
I think there's been enough effort to de-escalate the conflict with this SOB down the street. So you know what? I escalated the conflict, and I escalated it past the point that he wanted to deal with, and the conflict... You know, look, I'm not saying the conflict's resolved, but I haven't heard him scream outside of my house.
I wouldn't have called what you did an escalation. I don't think it's an unfair thing to communicate with a neighbor that you don't appreciate something they're doing. I don't appreciate you screaming out at the top of your lungs outside of my house every day. And by the way, he wasn't technically screaming at your house. He was screaming at this house.
Right. But I hear it every single time. And he's trying to pin everything to me. And I'm like, look, I'm not those guys, so I don't want to hear it. And I'm certain that the guy Doug doesn't want
to
hear it.
And we're supposed to be the bad neighbors. I'm not going out screaming in front of anybody's house.
Yeah, exactly. And these guys, you know, it's a perpetual. They talk about us being a disruption to the neighborhood, and then they disrupt the neighborhood. It's just ridiculous.
And by the way, I posted the video where you confront this guy on our Facebook, Google Plus, Twitter. You can go see that now. If you'd like, we'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com, ChristopherCantwell.com.
Is gun ownership about target shooting, hunting, and self-defense, or is there more to it? Oath Keepers and Rayburn Entertainment present Molon Labe, inspired by the works of Edwin Vieira Jr., explains why we need to revitalize the state militia system. Featuring Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Larry Pratt, and Stuart Rhodes. Available on DVD at moviepubs.net, oathkeepers.org, and gunowners.org.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.